This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the globe, there are continued signs of solidarity with American protest against police brutality and racism. Britain's health minister said Sunday Saturday's protest undoubtedly risked causing an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases again. He said he strongly supports the message of protesters, but cautions the virus doesn't discriminate. Thousands of people rallied at Parliament Square in London, making social distancing impossible. Supporting similar U.S. protests against police brutality, they waved placards and chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." In Berlin, several protesters were arrested as thousands rallied against racism and George Floyd's death while in police custody. Police there said a small group of protesters injured a policeman by throwing stones and bottles at him. Australians in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and to raise awareness of the mistreatment of Indigenous Australians showed up in the tens of thousands Saturday. It comes as authorities were still trying to mandate social distancing with the coronavirus, still a major threat to society. A last-minute appeal at the New South Wales Court of Appeals allowed a rally in Sydney where several thousands marched chanting Black Lives Matter. Inspired by the death of George Floyd, who died in the U.S., state of Minnesota, many protesters wore black masks with handwritten "I can't breathe" signs on them, Floyd's last words, which have become a rallying cry worldwide for the Black Lives Matter movement. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears to be softening his stance when it comes to changing the social media giant's policies that allowed controversial posts to remain on the platform made by President Trump, which some critics said fueled the fans of racial tensions during a time of great civil unrest. Without offering any specifics, Zuckerberg made a partial concession in a Facebook post. This is VOA News. The world has surpassed another COVID-19 milestone, now with more than 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is nearing 6.9 million, with the U.S. at the top in that category as well, with more than 1.9 million cases. Global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries. It now sits at number 2 for number of infections and number 3 in deaths. Sunday, the city of New Delhi ordered many of its hospital beds to be reserved solely for residents of the Indian capital as the number of COVID-19 infections continue to surge. New Delhi alone has registered more than 10% of total cases. Typically, about 60 to 70% of patients admitted to hospitals in Delhi are traveling from other states. Although COVID-19 cases are still rising, India is easing its lockdown rules. Monday, Delhi and several other Indian cities will open malls, restaurants, and religious places with strict social distancing rules. The British government said Sunday it will reopen places of worship for private individual prayer June 15th as it continues to progressively ease coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office said services and worship groups will still be banned for the time being due to concern the virus spreads more quickly in enclosed spaces. Sunday, Pope Francis warned Italians not to let their guard down against coronavirus now that infection rates have fallen and urged them to obey government rules on social distancing and wearing masks. Addressing several hundred people in St. Peter's Square for his Sunday blessing, the Pope reacted to applause that broke out when he said their presence, albeit reduced, was a sign that Italy had overcome the acute phase of the pandemic. Quote, "Be careful, don't cry victory too soon," end quote, he cautioned them, departing from his prepared text. Italy has the fourth highest death toll in the world. According to the U.S. Transportation Department, the United States plans to issue a revised order in the coming days that is likely to allow some Chinese passenger airline flights to resume flights to the U.S. The revised order, however, limits Chinese carriers to 2 weekly flights to the United States. This cuts in half the 4 weekly round-trip flights which Chinese passenger carriers have been flying to the United States. This is the latest move in the twists and turns between the two countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo will speed up some parts of the state's reopening plan due to a huge drop in coronavirus deaths, as well as other encouraging numbers. Cuomo says churches, mosques, and other religious buildings will be allowed to operate with 25% of their usual capacity once the region they're in reaches phase 2 of the state's reopening plan. New York City's the only other part of the state that has yet to reopen. It enters phase 1 Monday. By remote, Diane Roberts.